Torah in this week's Parsha, famous episode that the messengers were sent to navigate the land of Eretz Yisrael before Klal Yisrael conquers and inhabits Eretz Yisrael. And the title and the depiction is HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the beginning, at the outset of this week's Parsha, speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shlach Lecha Anoshim. You should send these messengers. Now, Chazal have different interpretations of how that statement came about. But at the end of the day, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is presented at the beginning of the parsha saying that I tell you that you should send Licha. It's true that Rashi says it's Licha, Ledaitcha. It should be under your approach. It should be under your guidance. But the depiction of this whole parsha is something that was spoken about between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. And it doesn't seem to have such a negative outlook at the beginning of this week's parasha. Rashi writes at the beginning of this week's parasha, Shlach Lecha Anoshim. Anoshim is Miloshon Ksherim, Choshev, dignitaries, people with stature, the Oso Shah Ksherim Hayu. Klal Yisrael at that time were good, and the shluchim and the messengers and the meraglim were not meraglim yet. They were messengers. They were shluchim. They were shlach, and they had their positive and righteous ideas being carried with them. Yet, if you look later on in Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Dvarim, in the midst of his tolchacha, of his rebuke towards Klal Yisrael, presents a totally different narrative. The story is like an absolutely different story. Not a conversation that I had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's say at the outset of this week's Parsha, that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shlach Lecha Anoshim. But rather, Moshe Rabbeinu says, and these people came to me, Vatikrevun Elai, and they came to me, and they claim that it came from you, and you were begging, and you wanted this. Why is it that the Torah is differing from this narrative? The Torah, in the one place, it says a contradiction in the presentation of this story. In the depiction in our parsha, it sounds like it's coming from a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the parsha, in Parshas Dvarim, in the Toichacha, Moshe Rabbeinu says that it's you came to me, and I'm rebuking you. And what's even more bothersome is that when Moshe Rabbeinu rebukes them, he says, Vayitav b'enei adavar. And it looked impressive. It looked like a strategy that I was interested in. Vayitav b'enei adavar. I was in favor of the move. So how could he be one to rebuke them when he suffered from the same sin? Who are you to give tochacha when you had the same mistake and it looked positive on your angle as well? Moreover, Rabbi Yisai, we need to understand the word shlach lecha. The Arachayim HaKadosh has a drasha, and he says the pasuk shlach lecha is meaning that it could be okay to send messengers. It's fine if you're sending messengers like we find in other areas of Tanakh. Yoshua sent messengers to also scout out before conquering Eretz Yisrael. And there was no rebuke. There was no negative response that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had. Shlichus is okay, as long as it's Shlach Lecha. As long as Moshe Rabbeinu, you know that the theme and the approach and the game plan is all connecting back to your guidance and to your approach. Says the Arachaim, it has to be Lecha. The Shluchim have to know that they're representing Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah's Moshe. They're representing Ashkafas HaTorah. They're representing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ratzon HaBoyre in the world.
And even if we're going to navigate, and even if we're going to be strategic, and even if we're going to know, we have to stick to the Havtocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Shlichus could only be a positive Shlichus if it's going to be Lecha. And at that point in time, Rashi says, they were all Anoshim. They were all Anoshim Ksheir. The Maral writes at the beginning of this week's Parsha that they were Shluchim. And as long as a shliach, we know the Gemara tells us, a messenger in halacha has the ability to create certain entities with the power of the person that sent him, the mishaleach. Shlucho shel adam kemoso doesn't only tell us that this shliach now can represent the mishaleach, but it tells us exactly what Chazal say. Shlucho shel adam kemoso. I am now here on my shlichus. I am now here doing my job because I connect back to the person who sent me, who gave me that capacity, who gave me the ability to carry out that job. The second the shliach, the messenger, deviates and distinguishes himself from the shlichus, from the mishaleach, from the lecha, shlach lecha, from Moshe Rabbeinu, that's where everything went south. So the emes is shlach lecha in the beginning of this week's parasha is depicted as a positive narrative, as something which doesn't necessarily have to be bad, as something which happened in the history of Tanakh and Yoshua that was something that was encouraged and was a very good move. But it's got to be connected to Lecha, Teiras, Moshe, Avdi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interest. Ratzon HaBoyre. And to fulfill what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Mishaleach. And if we're going to deviate from that plan, so then the Shlichus gets south. There is no more Shlichus. We're no longer Shluchim. We're Meraglim. We're not Shluchim Lamokoim. Like Kayanim are said in the Mikdash. That has to stay at the forefront of our minds. That is the Musar that Moshe Rabbeinu says. I myself was interested in this. I myself, Ayitav Meinai Adavar. I like the concept of Shlichus. I like the concept of you now looking in and seeing what the correct approach to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Because at the end of the day, I want to fulfill Ratzon HaBoyre and conquer Eretz Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to conquer. And not get my own initiative and my own desires and my own Yetzer Hara and evil inclination to now deviate me and distinguish me from the Mishaleach, from the person sending me. Vayitav Be'enei Adavar, it actually looked impressive to me, says Moshe Rabbeinu. But I was under the impression that you were going to stick with me. And therefore, I can give rebuke right now. I can stand here and say for Dvarim and give Musar to you. Because you changed the narrative. You now, in retrospect, I see it was all about you. It was all Vatikravun Elai Kulchem. It wasn't to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't the parsha of Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Shlach Lecha Anoshim, but rather it was removed to, they have their own initiative, they have their own approach, they have their own necessities, and they have their own Yetzer Haras, and they're doing this for an entirely different reason. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, that's not what I signed up for. That's not what I allowed you to do. And therefore, I could be standing here for the same exact issue, but I don't deserve rebuke, and you deserve rebuke. Because the only thing that was tov be'enai was when the shliach is a shliach from the mishaleach, like the Maharal says. The only thing that I agreed to and that I signed up for is the parsha at the beginning of Parsha Shlach, before you became meraglim, when you were shluchim, and when you were anoshim ksherim, signing up to my idea. Rabbi Yisai, this is exactly what happens when the Meraglim comes back. Let's look at the Pasa carefully. Kalev was one of those people with Yoshua, the 2 out of 12, that stayed on point, that stayed on message, that stayed on to be the messenger of the Shluach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and didn't get distracted into his own desires, and Baruch Hashem was able to stay on the mission. And what does he say? Vayas Kolev, and Kolev quieted everyone down. And the Pasuk says, brilliant, unbelievable. Vayas Kolev Elohim El Moshe. Vayas Kolev Elohim El Moshe. What does that mean? And Kolev quieted the Am to Moshe? So Rashi struggles. What does it mean? He pretended to speak in a way that they thought that he was on their team, and he said Ben Amram. According to what we're suggesting, Rabbi Isai, the shlichus has to connect to the lecha, to the Moshe Rabbeinu, to the Ratzon HaBorei, to the Shlach Lecha Anoshim, to the original narrative in this week's parsha. Kolev says, I got to turn the wheel back. I have to bring Am Yisrael back and the Meraglim back off of where they were distracted from. And I have to bring them back El Moshe and understand why they're allowed to do what they did, and only if they're a shliach of Moshe Rabbeinu and if they're a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is why there's a distinction between the narrative. Because that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu gives them Musar for. This whole idea and this whole concept of shlichus, of shlach, is all positive, is all correct. And we should be strategic, and we should navigate and figure out, but always understand that we are shluach derachmana, like the Gemara tells us. We're here for a purpose, and it's to fulfill Ratzon HaBorei. Wherever you are in life, whatever decision you make, whether it's in the workforce, whether it's with Chinuch HaBonim in your families, in your communities, you always have to remember that this is not a mundane, an ordinary decision that I'm about to make. This action that I'm about to do, or the way I live my life, has to always connect back to the Mishaleach. And if it deviates, and if it distinguishes itself, so then I'm going and I'm being chote the chet of the Meraglim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me on this world to fulfill shlichus lamakom, to be the shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mekadesh shem shamayim. And every mission, and every issue, and every challenge that I have to overcome now has to be connecting myself back to the Ratzon HaBorei. Chalila v'chas, should I now have my religious life as opposed to my ordinary life, and then I'm going to deviate from the plan, and I'll have selfish motives that are things that the Ratzon HaBorei and Moshe Rabbeinu would not approve of. No, Kolev says, get back on mission. Bring yourself back to the messenger, to the person who sent you out. The shliach can only have a koyach, and can only live, and will HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to give us bracha if we're connecting back to the Mishaleach. So let's remember this concept of shlach, this parsha of shlach lecha anoshim, that didn't necessarily have to go south. And at the beginning of the parsha, depicts the story in a much more positive light. But unfortunately, in Sefer Dvarim, we realize that things, Moshe was duped. Moshe Rabbeinu, even though it looked positive to him, he realized what happened over here, and things were deviated off of the mission. So let's make sure that we're shluchim lamakom, that we connect back to the Mishaleach, and Amir Tzah Hashem, we will continue and have success in all of our life's endeavors.